Jovan Shvetkovsky joins us in the studio talking money.
Have you got a bag full of money, Jovan, at all?
I like those old, you know, those plastic money bags that you used to get from the bank.
Oh, I don't know. I sort of miss having cash in my bag, in my wallet or whatever, because it was always a bit of a safety guard, just in case the card didn't work or I'd lost the card or something. And what is the risk at the moment? Because there's such a lot of talk about cash not being around in the future.
No, look, I think they have legislated that, or they were thinking about it, that you'd have access to cash, which I hope is the case. Look, I sometimes advise certain clients to use cash because all of the studies show that you actually spend less.
Well, you're right, because you're seeing it in front of you.
That's right. It's just psychological.
That is a very, very good point, actually. So what do we do? Do we go to the ATMs? I've been to an ATM forever.
Oh, look, an ATM today, most ATMs will let you take out a minimum of probably $1,000.
Oh, okay.
I think some even let you go to two. So it's kept up with the times in terms of inflation.
Yeah. But, you know, are people happy to accept cash?
That's a different story. Yeah. So a lot of people don't like it because they have to handle it. They have to go to the bank. They have to deposit it. So they view it as time.
Goodness.
And time equals money. But the key there to remember, if you are paying in cash, the proprietor of, you know, let's say it's a cafe or a bar or any other business, they must have a sign up that says we don't take cash.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, technically. Because if they say to you, we don't take cash, but there's no signage saying that, you're well within your rights to say, look, it's legal tender, sort it out for me.
What's going to happen then if we see less and less cash being used? I mean, what your theory is, you said, is true. If you see your money disappear in your wallet, you know that you're spending more than you planned. What would happen with the mints, you know, the mint, the money and the coins and all that sort of thing?
Oh, look, they'd be made redundant, really.
Yes, exactly.
Hmm.
I hate AI. You know, I heard someone, I think I mentioned this yesterday, someone talking about AI at the moment in China. AI are taking over barbers.
Barbers?
Barbers. AI work up the haircut that you need. Then they have a robot come in and actually perform the haircut.
Hmm. Not really an issue for me, Jenny.
Good point. You could have a shine.
Put a bit of cream on there when I go in. That's AI's recommendation.
I get a bit worried about the future of employed. Stop it. I'm going to tattoo the front of it. I get so concerned, and everyone is, about employment for people. Things are changing a lot, aren't they?
Oh, look, they are. You know, in my mind, I think the safest jobs out there are a plumber, electrician, and anyone who works in HVAC.
Without a doubt. There's no two ways about it. I know a lot of tradies that are so flat out. And they like cash too, just quietly. Taxman doesn't like them liking cash. Okay, now, Jovan, we're getting off the track here. Well, I am. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Come into financial year, there's really a few things that we should take note of, right?
Yeah, look, the biggest one is we are now, I'm just looking at my watch, on the 9th of June, and you've got until 30 June to get extra money into superannuation.
Okay, what are the advantages?
Well, look, the big one is, if we're talking concessional contributions, these are contributions you make before tax. So it includes, you know, super guarantee that your employer's paying, or any personal contributions you make to super, and it's capped at $30,000 in total.
Hang on just a minute. This will go back then. Say the company you work for, they're taking money out to put in your super.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that is before tax?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
so
okay.
That gets taxed at 15%.
And what do you do with it if you don't want it to go into your super fund?
Well, you can't, because if you're employed, it's part of your package. It legally must be paid. But let's say you're on a good salary and work puts in, you know, I don't know, 20 grand for you. You can put in $10,000 of your own money and claim a tax deduction. And what that does is it lowers your personal taxable income.
So, okay, I'll talk normal language here.
Mm-hmm.
If you get your paycheck and the tax has been taken out and the super's been taken out,
mm-hmm.
if there's some money that you have in your hand,
yep.
and you could actually use that money after tax to mm-hmm. go into super.
Yes, you can. And you can put it into super. So it's money that's in your bank account.
Okay.
And you can put that into super and you can claim a tax deduction on that money.
Why is that?
Because it's just the rules. The government lets you claim up to $30,000 a year.
Okay.
That's the before tax. So the easiest way to think about it, let's say I'm a wage earner and I earn $100,000, mm-hmm. if I was to put an additional $10,000 into my super and claim a tax deduction...
Out of your wages after tax, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You can do it salary sacrifice as well, because it's the end of the year, it's pretty hard to do that. Because it can be salary sacrifice if you've been diligent and you've started it from 1 July, but with, you know, probably one pay cycle left in the financial year... It doesn't make a lot of sense. You're not going to get enough in.
So if it's money sitting in an account somewhere,
yeah. So
or if you've sold a property,
oh, it could just be money sitting in a mortgage. It can be money from shares. It can be money from an inheritance. It can be money you've borrowed from the bank. It can be any cash that you've got that is available. You can put that money into super up to $30,000, and you can claim a tax deduction. So off your personal tax.
How much deduction?
Well, it's whatever your marginal tax rate is.
Yeah.
Less 15%, because that's the tax rate you're paying to super.
Okay.
So if you earn $100,000 and you put $10,000 into super, normally you'd pay 30 cents on the dollar on that $10,000.
Yeah.
By putting the extra $10,000 into super, you pay 15 cents in the dollar.
Okay. Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
How do they know how to start that procedure? To contact their employer?
Well, you can look at your pay slip and that'll tell you how much money's gone into super from your employer. Running total. You can check with your super fund. And look, there is another really good thing that the government did a few years ago, which is they let you carry forward or catch up on prior years where you didn't meet the cap.
Okay.
So the cap's $30,000 this year. It was $30,000 last year. It was $27,500 for the few years before that. So if you have got less than $500,000 in super as at 1 July last year, July 2025, you've actually got the previous 5 years of cap available to you.
So you can put more in.
You can put more in. Okay. So you might be sitting there with $400,000 in super and you've inherited money, you've paid off your mortgage, and maybe you earn $100,000 and you're sitting there going, well, I'm going to pay, you know, 30% on that. But you might have $55,000 worth of catch-up contributions. Mm. You could grab $55,000 from that inheritance or, you know, an offset account, put it into super, claim a tax deduction.
Okay.
And instead of paying tax on $100,000, you'll pay tax on $45,000.
So you've got more super.
Yeah, more super and less tax personally.
Okay, so should this happen each year?
Oh, look, anyone who has got less than $500,000 in super, as at 1 July last year, they should check their catch-ups. And see if it makes sense to use it.
Can you do it through the year?
Yeah, absolutely you can.
Oh, okay. Salary sacrifice would be the way.
Salary sacrifice would be the way.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the other thing to be mindful of, this thing rolls every 5 years. So this is year six, I believe, we're into it. So the last year is about to drop off. So the contributions that you didn't put in 2020 or 21, that year is about to drop off.
Should you check or do you have to prove that that's the case with the tax department?
Well, look, the ATO actually tracks this for you. So what you actually want to do is log into your ATO, I don't want to say ATO MyGov, log into your MyGov and hit the ATO tab and there's a superannuation tab. It'll actually tell you if you've got any catch-up or carry-forward before tax contributions.
Your personal situation.
Absolutely, yep. So you log into MyGov, select the ATO service and link ATO to MyGov, scroll down on the super tab, it's all there.
Well, that is interesting to know because that does make it easier for everybody, doesn't it?
Oh, look, it can be a massive windfall. I can give you an example. Well, let's use the person earning $100,000. Look, normally you'd pay $22,788 in tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you do have that $400,000 in super. You log into your MyGov and it says, oh, you've got $70,000 or $80,000 of catch-up available.
Okay.
Because it's 5 years.
Okay.
That person, if they had $55,000 spare, is probably the wrong word, but just laying around that they don't necessarily need, you could actually take that $55,000 and put it into super. And your taxable income goes from $100,000 to $45,000. And your personal tax bill would go from that $22,788 to $4,863.
Oh, you got my attention.
You'd save $18,000, basically,
that is huge.
Personally. Massive, massive.
So the savings show up in your super fund?
No, on your personal income tax. Because work is paying tax to the ATO every fortnight or weekly or monthly
based
on your gross earnings. you put this money into super if you're eligible, you lodge your tax return the next year, and the ATO goes, well, you've paid us $22,700 in tax.
I get you. Okay.
You've paid us like you've earned 100 grand, but really you've earned 45 because you've put that 55 into super.
So would that result in a refund?
A big fat refund.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it, for people?
Yeah. Look, it's huge. And, you know, you do have to remember the money you put into super gets taxed at 15%.
Yeah.
So in this example, in super, on that $55,000, the super fund would pay 8 grand in tax, or $8,250.
Yeah.
But your net tax saving is still about $10,000.
So when the company take tax out of your salary, okay, take tax, but when they've got the super, they haven't actually paid tax, haven't taken tax out at that point, is that right?
Well, your super fund takes the 15%
out. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yep. I was wondering where the 15% comes in.
Yeah, it's the tax to get money on the way into super on that first $30,000.
So you put, say, $15,000 in and you're taxed 15%.
That's right.
You've lost 15% of that 15,000.
Well, you do on your employer contribution, but if you put extra money in, okay, you're making money.
Well, you've proven that. That sounds good. Look, with the situation at the moment and around the world sort of thing, it is influencing everybody. Everyone's being affected. There's no two ways about it. I mean, there are a few exceptions around the world, that sort of thing. What are the most commonly asked questions, do you think, from people that are in a situation where they are a bit concerned?
Oh, look, they're just, a lot of the common questions are, you know, how has this situation affected my super fund? Or, you know, it's kind of that sort of question. And to be honest, the answer is the share market until last Friday night basically has ignored all of this.
Why?
It's betting, I guess, or it's prognosticating.
Oh, that's a big word for a young man.
it's guessing, let's go with that. It's guessing that, you know, this Strait of Hormuz crisis will be done and dusted at some point.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and look, it keeps firing up and then it backs off and fires up and backs off.
Exactly right.
So, you know, we're at the mercy of, I guess, the US and the Iranian government at the moment in terms of what actually happens. But the share market's ignored it.
I'm getting to the point that share market is sick of all the ups and downs, so maybe they said, okay, let's just plateau here for a while. Do you think that would be the case?
Yeah, look, potentially, but a lot of the earnings in the share market, like our Aussie share market's been pretty flat. It's really done not a lot for the year. Most of the earnings have come from international shares, and they're all the AI-linked stocks. It's the big AI-linked companies that have delivered the returns.
Okay. Who's going to benefit from the AI procedure in the future? Is that too wide a spread sort of question?
If I knew...
Are there companies running them that are going to make trillions?
Yeah, look, potentially. The way I view it is that it's probably going to make a lot of entry-level or mid-level white-collar jobs redundant.
Oh, dear, I know. See? Bad side, dark side.
Yes, that's the dark side.
But the people making all the money,
well, they're going to get really rich.
Don't care, do they?
Well, it just depends how we...
Who are they?
Well, the shareholders of these companies.
No, okay, who are the companies, I suppose? I'm just...
Oh, look, it could be, the company that owns ChatGPT, which is...
It's not
OpenAI,
okay,
which isn't listed on the stock exchange yet, but is trying to. It could be Anthropic, who owns Claude. It could be Twitter and Elon Musk.
Why don't we know?
Why don't we know what?
The name of the companies.
Well, that's the name of them. Anthropic, that's the name of one of the companies.
But you're saying it could be.
Well, they're the ones who could make money because they own the AI models.
Oh, that you do know that. Yeah. Okay, I know what you're saying.
And then any company that is reliant or makes money off data. So companies like Amazon, Netflix, Spotify, you know, they all rely on data.
Mm.
Your data, my data, the data of the billions of people who use their services, or the hundreds of millions. So they could benefit.
Mm.